Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show for quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And they're kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week, and you get $150 in free bets instantly. You can't beat that deal. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of our show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. We've been talking Penn State-Auburn. Still plenty to get to, Dusty. And let's start for quarter four with this. This was a national game, ABC, Saturday night. The whiteout, it's become tradition. Somehow this has not gotten old, but there's always positive reaction, positive repercussions to this event. And off the air, you and I were just talking about it. One of the big things that comes out of this is there's a boatload of recruits who are at that game, and they're very impressionable.
Yeah, and I was, as we were talking about this off air, I was like, oh, I wish we were recording some of this conversation because some of the layers to this thing are definitely worth noting. Like, first of all, a bunch of really good young quarterback prospects are there, guys who are going to be in that five-star vicinity when it's all said and done. You know, 23s, 24s, and 25s, those types of guys. Mike Yurcich and what he's doing with Sean Clifford, it looks a lot like what Bill O'Brien did with Matt McGloin back in 2012, and when he did that in 2012, Christian Hackenberg came along in 2013, and they got that five-star that you thought was going to get him over the top. So Mike Yurcich is doing this right now with Sean Clifford before our very eyes, the guy that nobody – that a large percentage of the fan base, probably a higher percentage than a lot of people would admit to, the guy that they didn't want. You know, the guy that nobody, everybody was certain based on the way last year. And certainly, like, the way that he played and the way that Penn State played, it was absolutely fair to question what Sean Clifford's ceiling was and where Penn State was going with him under center. And there's certainly a long way to go in 2021, but it looks, they look a lot closer than maybe ever before to getting that five-star guy. Just the presence of Mike Yurcich, the progress made so far, the big strides I assume made with a lot of these types of high-profile guys in a national whiteout environment on Saturday night. I mean, I just think the recruiting opportunity was a whole lot different when that's an SEC team in there where when you're sharp and fun and you win in that game.
It does, and if you listen to the recruits over the last several years who have committed to Penn State, and you get that question, gee, you know, young guy who just committed, what was the turning point? What made you go to Penn State? And it's so often, well, it's the environment. I was up here last year or 2 years ago for the whiteout, and it was so special. It makes a lasting impression. And here you have a case where, you know, James Franklin said they were hosting 300 people, which meant recruits plus parents or whoever. So maybe there were 100 recruits there. But how many recruits are at home watching this? And as you said before, this is Southeast Conference recruits who are in that region are watching this game because there's a Southeast Conference team there. And all of a sudden they're saying, boy, that looks like a lot of fun to play in that environment, but also to play in that offense.
And you did it against an SEC team. Like the whiteout is a national event. ESPN has been on campus, and they've had College Game Day 5 years in a row there. Like the whiteout has a national reputation, and that immediately puts Penn State really, like, Penn State's got a national thing. You know, they've got a thing to sell people on a national level. It's widely recognized. But the weird thing about it is, It really, in a tangible way, it was more of a regional thing because it was always against a Big Ten team. So now you have you're playing this thing against an SEC team. Like if you're an Alabama fan, let's say your team wraps up, they beat Florida earlier in the day. Do you really have a reason to watch Penn State, Michigan, if it's a whiteout on ABC later that night, or would you rather watch Georgia play somebody for you? Like that the whole portion of the country probably had no real reason to tune in and learn all the ins and outs. Maybe has heard of the whiteout or whatever, but you brought in a whole different audience to your thing there, and you beat a team from the conference that's supposed to be the biggest, baddest, most powerful in the nation. So I think there were a lot of positives from this whiteout that weren't present in previous whiteouts, even when they won in those games.
And Dustin, it's not just, okay, whiteout, recruits, people watching on television, but this also, it's a 3-0 start. And this isn't a 3-0 start against three cupcakes in the out-of-conference. I think we all talked about, gee, the start of this schedule where Wisconsin, Ball State, and remember everyone saying, oh, don't overlook Ball State, defending MAC champions, and they're returning everybody. And then you have Auburn coming in. It was, boy, I hope they could come out of this at least 2-1. Maybe they'll be 1-2 out of these three games. They're 3-0. And I think we found out a little bit what that means with the latest college poll coming out. I got to tell you, I was shocked to see them jump all the way to number 6 in the AP poll. I think it's deserved. I think they're basing it on who they beat, which is the way it should be. But I was stunned when I saw that.
Looking at the results late Saturday night, I thought it was possible that Penn State wasn't going anywhere in those polls. I didn't know how they were going to interpret and look at the body of work. Like if Ohio State was ahead of Penn State after they lost, why would they slip below Penn State after they win? And, you know, the quality of those wins versus the quality of Penn State's win and the quality of Penn State's resume now, I think they're right where they belong to be at this point. And I think, you know, 3-0 start, obviously you're ahead of the chains, if we can borrow a football term. You're ahead of schedule when it comes to your record and your goals being on the table versus what people thought was going to happen at this point. So the 3-0 record's important, but I also think, you know, as you get into the back half of the schedule, when you get into your Iowas and your Michigans and your Michigan States and your Ohio States, you know, you have been through some things in these first 3 weeks, and I think it's going to continue with Indiana and Iowa coming up here pretty soon. Like you have been in sticky, difficult, tough, confusing, loud. You know, you've confronted all these different styles. You've been in games that mattered with challenges that will make you better for them later. You're going to be able to tap into that experience against Iowa. You're going to be able to tap into that experience against Ohio State, probably at a level that most of your opponents will not be able to. So I think for Penn State to be 3-0 at this point and to be tested in three different unique ways, I think it's a really big deal. Like they're going to be better for all these different collective experiences. They're going to be better for the fact that they were on their heels and they buckled down. They got the job done when all the stats said that they shouldn't have against Wisconsin. For Ball State, you know, I think the meaningful thing was they learned and they carried out how to attack a defense that's not attacking you. You know, like how to go about doing that. Then Auburn at home with the tense situation, SEC speed, SEC talent to get that job done against a really good team, a well-coached team. I mean, Penn State is in a really good spot right now. The challenges don't really cease from beginning to end, but I do think that Penn State's going to be better for going through three different unique experiences.
And what this does, Dustin, is it sets up the rest of the schedule. I was really excited about that Wisconsin game. I was even more excited about Auburn. Look at the future schedule, though. It does. Penn State has they play Villanova next week. I don't even need to talk to you about that. Then they have Indiana, revenge game. You know, we want to see that game, but I feel pretty good about that one. Then you're going to Iowa, and Iowa could be, I don't know their schedule between now and then, but I think it's very much possible Iowa could be undefeated, Penn State undefeated. Might we see them on ABC again on Saturday night against Iowa, two undefeated, top 6, maybe by that time, top 5 teams?
Probably. I mean, without looking at the schedule nationally, what other matchup out there is going to make put two top five teams against each other with and this is big for these broadcasts. The whiteout's a selling point. It's cool. There's a backstory. There's always something to point out. The aesthetics are amazing for TV. Like the way that this thing looks on your broadcast is amazing. I mean, at Kinnick, I'm sure there'd be some kind of stripe out. They've got the wave. I mean, if there's ever a tiebreaker, two top five teams with something that's going to pull people's heartstrings, like ESPN and ABC are going to chase that drama. So I fully expect if things are going the way that they're going and these teams are both unbeaten going into that one, that we're going to see a large, primetime national audience for that thing. I do think, and I'm just going to take the opportunity to say it, Iowa is going to regress to the mean. I love what they're doing so far, but they are still Iowa. They still play the same way every single year, and they're going to be 9-3 at the end of the year. Like, I mean, it's history. So I love what they're doing, and I guess I can admit that there is going to come a time where they exceed those expectations, but to me, they will always be Iowa, and Penn State's going to go in there and beat them.
Do you know what I find funny, Dusty, is we've been doing this show for years, and you've talked about Iowa like that. Andrew P. Shea talks
and
about
guess who's almost guess who's almost always right.
Well,
I've been right. Last year excluded, I've been right.
And Andy Shea talks about Wisconsin the same way. You know, it's like we all have those teams that we think are overrated. But it's still going to be must-see TV. It will be a national game. And that's just good for Penn State, Penn State's program, Penn State's recruiting, and everything going forward. And what I find fascinating is, remember just a year ago, when this team was 0-5, and they were, you know, there was a recruiting class that wasn't very good. Think how things have changed in 1 year. How about it?
I mean, and I think you got to give James Franklin a lot of credit for hanging in there through a circumstance that hit his program harder than anybody else. He made a bold, bold decision to move on from Kirk Ciarrocca after 1 year because it's not what he stands for generally as a person. So he made a tough decision that he knew in his heart was right to bring in a guy like Mike Yurcich who can bring a little bit of sizzle and bring this offense back. And through 3 weeks, who can argue with that?
You definitely can't. Saturday night's performance was so impressive. Mike Yurcich, if it wasn't for Sean Clifford, I would name Mike Yurcich MVP of that game. All right, Dusty, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.